Gleanings from the Psalms, Chapter 163, Psalm 112, The Desire of the Wicked and Righteous. The desire of the wicked shall perish, for yet a little while and the wicked shall not be. Yea, you shall diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. The world passes away, and the lust thereof. What a different prospect is placed before those who acknowledge Christ as Lord of all the one in whom they live. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shall you dwell in the land, and verily you shall be fed. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. What more could be asked for? Read further. The Lord is near unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry, and will save them. The fear of the wicked, it shall come upon him, but the desire of the righteous shall be granted. God is a most indulgent Father. He gives all his children everything that they desire. Yes, to the wicked, as well as to the just. How is it then, that there is such a difference? Because the desire of the righteous is only good, but the expectation of the wicked is wrath. The wicked desire everything except the Lord, but as nothing can exist without him, it follows that when they get their desire, they have only destruction, while they who desire only the Lord have everything in him. Therefore, when one's heart and flesh cries out for the living God, when one says, "Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is none upon earth that I desire besides you," the Lord will send you help from the sanctuary, and strengthen you out of Zion, grant you according to your own heart, and fulfill all your counsel.